tonight, our program is about the disappearing tribes of the world. And I'm sitting here with the famous anthropologist David Green, who is here to tell us about his travels in South America. Welcome to our show, David.
Thank you, Bill.
Now, David, I'm sure our listeners are waiting to hear what you have to say.
Well, Bill, the Amazon Indians are nomadic tribes of people who live in the Amazon rainforest in South America. They get their name, of course, from the River Amazon, which runs through the forest. Both the river and the forest are very important for the Indians, and they need both to survive.
What exactly do you mean, Bill?
Well, first of all, they use the wood from the trees to build their homes. These are usually big, round huts. They cut down the trees with their axes and then make the huts with tree trunks, mud, grass, and leaves.
That sounds interesting, David. Now, let me move on to how they get about. Do they have any means of transport except their feet?
Actually, they use the river, Bill. They cut canoes from the tree trunks. Here, in this picture, the man is holding a huge axe and he's cutting down a tree.
Oh, I see. And what about food? Do they grow anything?
That's a good question, Bill. Yes, some Indians grow plants, but they also hunt wild animals and catch fish. They usually use spears. Here, in the picture, the man is fishing from his canoe with a long spear.
Oh, yes. And in this other picture, I see that they are not wearing many clothes. Is this normal?
Yes, it is, Bill. The Indians believe they do not need clothes in the forest.
Not like us in Europe then, eh? Tell me, how do they relax?
Well, Bill, amazingly, they do not have much free time. But when they want to relax, they sit around the fire. As you see in the picture, which is my favorite, they like to sing and dance or talk with their friends. Obviously, they do not have television or electronic games or things like that. There is no electricity in the forest, Bill.
I think that maybe they are lucky, David.
Yes, I sort of agree with you, Bill. But remember that they do have a very difficult life. But I believe that they do not want to change the way they live, and that it is wrong when others try to make them change. This is why I want to inform people about the problems different tribes face because of the modern world. I want to let people know that the indigenous tribes of the world do not need our modern way of life.
Well, thank you very much for your interesting talk tonight, David, and we look forward to seeing you again on our show sometime soon.
Thank you too, Bill.
That's about all for tonight, so I leave you with this music from the Amazon jungle.